Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "The great thing in this world is not so much where we are, but what direction we're moving." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who is moving, and is moving in the right direction. Today's playmaker sells pies with the names The Drunken Nut, Smooth Operator, and Lord of the Pies. With us today is an entrepreneur who not only owns three pie shops, but has just opened an internet cafe with lots of outlets, but nowhere to sit. This great playmaker is Megan Wilkes. Megan is an interior designer and entrepreneur. She owns Emporium Pies and Internet Cafe 2. Now, Megan has a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Interior Design, an MBA in International Business, and her certification from the National Council for Interior Design Qualification. She spent her early 20s in Texas and Oklahoma designing and constructing government and commercial projects. In 2011, she shifted her skill set to designing and opening hospitality-focused businesses, the first of which was Emporium Pies in Oak Cliff. Since opening Emporium Pies, Megan has consulted on other businesses such as Glass Optical and has opened a coffee shop called Internet Cafe 2. She's entered into purchasing and managing commercial real estate with her family. Well, Megan, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Now, you're an interior designer by training, as I mentioned. Why pies?
I went to school for interior design. I always knew from being a child, I think probably like fourth grade, I told my parents that that's what I wanted to do. And they always encouraged me to pursue my dream. So I went to school for interior design and I really enjoyed a lot of the things that I learned there. But what I had expected it to be was when I was a child was more the creative aspect of like picking out colors and making a place look beautiful. And what it turned out to be was more technical, which I found that I really liked a lot better, the idea of space planning and making the puzzle work. And so I did that at school, and then I went straight into business school, and it was also a puzzle. And I really liked putting both of those together, but I graduated in 2008, and that's not exactly the best time to have graduated from college. So I had to work for someone else when it was always my goal to work for myself. So I went into that. I learned a lot from my first job, but it was the kind of job where you're always going to be working for somebody else. And so when we moved to Dallas from Oklahoma City, it was going to be a big change. And I asked my husband if he would be okay with me pursuing something else. And it meant that it would be a big risk for our family, but he was like, yeah, that's great. And so I was like, I've always wanted to build a restaurant. I think a bakery would be fun. So I had the design for the pie shop in my head and the idea for the concept, and I didn't know how to bake a pie very well. So I found my business partner, Mary, and that's how we ended up in pie. To me, the funnest part of it is the puzzle of creating a space that people love and then where they feel comfortable and at home, and then turning that into the puzzle of making it financially feasible, and then the puzzle of making it a financially viable business.
Well, then what I hear in listening between the lines with what you just said, you're creating businesses that are more of an event and an experience than an actual business where you're going to spend money. You want people coming because they enjoy being there in addition to purchasing your product. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the big drivers for a restaurant for me for making the bakery is that I used to be, when I didn't have a job in Oklahoma City and right after we first got married and moved to Dallas, I was the dinner party hostess, and all of our friends would come over for dinner, which obviously was very expensive, and then my husband ended up having to clean up. So he was a big proponent of me having a place where I could...
Outside the home.
Yes, extend the hospitality, but not where we would have to wash the dishes in a place with no dishwasher.
So you can go to work and be the hostess then?
Yes.
And it's a good place to do that because you're making money at the same time. So two questions. How did you or why did you pick Dallas? That's number one. And then why did you pick Bishop Arts District for your first pie shop?
my husband and I ended up in Dallas because our families are here. And we moved here right after Oklahoma City, or after we, in Oklahoma City, we decided we were going to move down here in 2010 to be closer to his family. Ended up in Bishop Arts for the pie shop because we had friends that were over here. And when Mary and I decided to start, we did a lot of research because we were going to be selling $40 pie. Not a lot of people were selling $40 desserts of any kind at that time. So we did some test marketing and we did a lot of different festivals and different farmers markets and little stores that would sell our pies in different neighborhoods throughout the city. And our concept really resonated in Oak Cliff. People here really cared a lot about the types of food that they were eating, even before that was a big trend. And so the fact that we make everything without preservatives and that it's all made from scratch was a really big deal to people down here. And they understood why the pie was $40. So it just made sense that we would put it here because they buy into the idea of why we're doing what we're doing.
So when I come to Emporium Pies, I can obviously buy a pie. Could I buy a slice and eat it there?
Yes, you can buy a slice of pie. Our slices are $6. You can eat it there on a little china plate, or you can take it in a little wooden berry basket. Everybody loves our to-go packaging. Or you can, like you said, you could buy a whole pie and take it with your family. And we also within Dallas city limits, we deliver our pies.
Now, I need to ask this question because you're located on Bishop Avenue, 314 North Bishop Avenue. Did you pick that address, or were you lucky? If you're in mathematics, you know that 3.14 is pi, P-I. So did you luck out on that, or did you choose it?
It was really more just kismet. We had been hassling David Spence, who is the owner of Good Space. He was our first landlord down in Bishop Arts. He still is our landlord. And we'd been hassling him about another building, and he was like, it's not right for you, it's not right for you. But he ended up buying that house, and he said, I've got the place for you if you want to try it out here. And it just happened to be 314 and 314 and a half North Bishop. So it just worked out. It was perfect.
So if you're into mathematics, you'll never have a problem knowing where the Bishop Arts District shop is. But you also have one in downtown McKinney, and you have one in Deep Ellum. Same partner, same type of shops?
Everything is owned by my business partner, Mary, and I, and we run all of them ourselves too, so I'm a little busy with that. But yeah, they're all similar. We all sell the exact same products and menu at the stores. The only thing that really is different is in the spaces we tried to make them feel more like the area that they're in. I didn't want anything to feel like we were making a franchise or a chain. When you walk into an Emporium Pies, you feel that same feeling of like walking into your grandma's kitchen and getting a hug, but you also have the idea of like in Deep Ellum, we have some murals on the walls and it's more in a warehouse space, and in McKinney, it's in kind of a brick row house. So it really makes a lot of sense for the neighborhood and the sense of place that's there.
So you've built it with a local atmosphere.
Yes.
So it's the same pie, the same taste, the same service, but you feel like you're where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Either in downtown McKinney, Bishop Arts, or Deep Ellum. Now, you have some interesting names for pies. With your interior design mindset, you're obviously very, very creative. But I mentioned some of these at the top of the show. You have Nutty Honey, The Drunken Nut, Smooth Operator. Where'd you come up with these names?
We were one of, I think, the first people in Dallas to really start trying to give our pies or our food product a personality besides just describing what was in it. And we just thought that it was important to kind of tell the story about what we felt like the pie was. And so when Mary was putting all the pies together, we would kind of talk about them like they were people, like, oh, this one's giving me a lot of trouble today. Or, you know, the chocolate pie came to her relatively easy in comparison with others. So we started kind of talking about that. And then we just sat down one night and started naming them, and it came off the tongue pretty easily. They really do have their own personality. People love it. One of the first articles about us, they said that our pies read like a list of ex-boyfriends. And we thought that was hilarious because it was kind of not on purpose. There were times where we loved them all and times when we hated them all. So it kind of made sense. Now we have contests within our staff to name the pies. And there's a prize if you name the pies. So the Nutty Honey and the Smorgasbord, one of our limited time pies, those all were named by people on our staff.
So it sounds like you're similar to breweries, local breweries, where you have permanent pies. They're there all the time, but you have seasonal pies also. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We make our deep dish apple pie, the Lord of the Pies, our drunken nut bourbon pecan, and we make the smooth operator, the French silk with pretzel crust. We have those all the time. They're crowd pleasers, but they're also ingredients that aren't necessarily super seasonal. And then the rest of our pies, we do things seasonally so we can get ingredients more fresh.
It also sounds like movie titles, too, when you take a look at the name of the pies. I'm going to read something here because, Megan, you're expanding your operation of businesses into another area. And I understand this is on the back of your business card. On Plowman Avenue, behind the Zhang Triangle, down the street from the 7-Eleven, kind of near the hospital, but closer to the park, two doors down from a mortuary, tucked behind a bakery and an auto body shop. Look for old mail trucks and a neon cactus. What is that?
That is the back of our business card. That is the description of how to reach Internet Cafe 2.
Well, let's talk about Internet Cafe 2 and why you opened and what it is, because it's a little bit different than any cafe out there, and you sell something a little bit different too. So let's talk about that.
Internet Cafe 2 is kind of the brainchild of sitting in the backyard at our house or on the front porch with our friends who are also in hospitality and kind of just talking through the nuances of owning a business where you're serving people. Anytime anybody opens a business, they're putting their heart and soul into it. You know, you really thought through every detail and you have this idea of how people are going to interact with it. And then you open it and all of it is different. And it still has like the essence of kind of what you were trying to do, but you don't get to just do it unapologetically. And so we've all sat there and talked about, you know, the nuances of it and the things that we love about service, the things that are hard about it. And we would just all crack jokes for a long time. And my husband and I were sitting there one night. We were like, man, wouldn't it be hilarious if we could just open a place that you kind of envelop all of those things, but you also can make it whatever it is and be unapologetic about it and see how people interact with it. Everything that we see now has been kind of watered down to be something that makes money or something that is super viable and more on gentle to the palate, I guess, of everyone. And I think there's times when you can make something that's like, this is a part of me that I want you to become a part of. And maybe you don't understand it or you don't love it, but that's okay because it is what it is. And there's places that you can go that you love too, but this is my place. So we talked about it, thought about it. And when we bought our building to put our kitchen in for the pie shop, there was a small little space on the side that we weren't using. And we were like, you know, we're going to be paying for that space anyway, so we might as well make it into something. That's how Internet Cafe 2 came about. It's kind of a long, weird story, but it's going to be one of those places where some people get it, some people don't. But it'll be fun regardless. It'll be an experience.
Going back to what I mentioned before, yes, walking into Internet Cafe 2 is going to be an experience when people see what it is. It's a smaller place. You're serving coffee. You only have 300 square feet here. What's interesting is you have a phone in the restroom, and you're encouraging people to call their friends because what's going to show up on the caller ID is Internet Cafe bathroom. And that's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek based on what you're saying. This is everything about it is an experience. Obviously, you have better coffee. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But it's not just the product you're selling. Anybody can sell coffee, and a lot of companies do. There's a lot of coffee shops out there. But you wanted to tie together so they're enjoying it, they can spend time here, they can have their experience. But did you have to spend some time looking for the right kind of coffee?
I want to talk a little bit about coffee shops for a second to kind of understand. I think the thing about coffee is that it's everywhere. There's a lot of them. The people who work in the coffee industry are very passionate about what they're doing. And so each store has to work really hard to not only make sure that their coffee is amazing, but they also have to work really hard to make sure that there's something that differentiates their space. And I think that all coffee shops do a really good job of that in different ways. And I think that's kind of what makes a neighborhood a coffee shop work, is that people find the one that they love because of how it makes them feel inside and for different reasons. And that's why they all do such a great job. And we love that about different coffee shops. And I'm kind of the kind of person that I'll go in phases where I'm like, oh, I just really love David Street Espresso right now, because that's where I am. Like in the fall, I love it there because it's so dark and cozy. And then there's when I really need to get work done, I feel like Houndstooth is great because it just like it's bright and airy. And to me, it wasn't hard to find the coffee that we were going to do. To take it back to that point, because Cultivar is like my all-time favorite coffee shop. And we've used their coffee in our pie shops for a long time. So to me personally, the flavor of their coffee beans, the smell of it has this nostalgic feel of like when we first opened the coffee shop or the pie shop. And I just think it's really good. It's always good. Most coffee shops have coffee and especially the roasters around here. That's always good. So in a way it was hard to pick, but then also we just have a great relationship with them. And I feel like their product is amazing. Our coffee here is going to be really good, mostly because it's next door to my office, and this is where I'm probably going to be getting most of my
and
coffee.
And you may be the number one customer.
But yeah, probably. The number one customer that costs the company money. It's going to be like on Arrested Development where they like take a dollar and throw away a banana. I wanted to make a place, like I said, that I feel like I'm kind of walking into a weird part of my brain, and people who know me know that like I like to make a lot of jokes, and I also just love the internet. I think that it's a, kind of a weird place, and it's Internet Cafe too, I hope people feel like it's just kind of walking into like what the 90s internet would feel like.
If there was a place like that.
If there was a place that the 90s internet served coffee.
Well, and think about both your concepts. You're using the senses, and that's a part of what an interior designer is designed to do. You have the visual, both Emporium Pies and Internet Cafe too. You have the smells, and you have the taste, at least those three senses right there. And it's the visual that catches you first. Then you walk in, and you get the smell, and then you get the taste. So you're tying all those together, which is going to cause people to want to come back a number of times, but more so the experience. There was something you said in an article about people that are coming to work for you. You're looking for a little different type of person for Internet Cafe 2. Who are you looking for to actually work in your shop?
My biggest deal for who I'm looking for is somebody that can make a really good cup of coffee. Part of our deal at the pie shop is that we have to make sure that we're hiring people that are really good at hospitality, but in a certain way. Like they have to act a certain way for our guests to feel comfortable there because of the way the shop is. It's really sweet. So I have to hire people who are really sweet, even if somebody who's maybe not super sweet would do a really great job too. So with Internet Cafe, we were kind of like, you know, if you can make a really good cup of coffee and not be just a total jerk to people, like you can come work here. And I think that that is one of the hardest parts about the service industry right now is that you've got a bunch of people who are really passionate about their craft, but it's hard to be both a people pleaser all the time and be passionate about your craft. So that's kind of what we're like, you know, let's just be really good at coffee and hopefully people will see that and return. So we kind of are like, you know, if you're not the nicest person ever, but you make great coffee, you can come work here.
So you're almost the anti, I shouldn't say anti customer service, but you're focused on what the customer's coming in for. And that's the product. And that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I feel like this day and age with Yelp and something that we've kind of talked about with Internet Cafe is that you do as a business owner, and anybody who's listening to this needs to know, like as a business owner, I read every Yelp, I read every complaint email, and I take them to heart. And it is really important to me that we're hitting the mark every time. And sometimes people are just mean, or it's something that you can't really change. Like, you know, your store in Bishop Arts is too small. Well, it's a historic building. Like I can't really do a lot about that. So, but our pie is really good. People a lot of times will say, like, your store's too small, but your pie is really good. Your line's too long, but your pie is really good. I hear we're trying to kind of just say, like, you know, we're going to make really good coffee, and the rest of it's going to be kind of weird, and that's okay. Like, you're here for coffee, and the coffee's going to be good.
Well, let's talk about that, because you're tying in the coffee with internet, because one cup of coffee equals one internet. Talk about what that means, because you have different types of internets at Internet Cafe too.
There's different places all over the city where you can go and get internet. And now you've got like Time Warner and everybody coming in, and they're putting like blanket internet that's really horrible, and you have to have an account to sign into it and stuff. People think of coffee shops as places that you can go work, and that's really great, but it's also really hard for coffee shop owners because you have to make a certain amount of coffee every day and turn enough tables to be able to make money. So sometimes it can be problematic. But for us, one coffee is one internet. Doesn't really mean anything, but it kind of means a lot too. And it's like, just come in and get a cup of coffee, and then you can stay for one internet amount of time. But that's kind of doesn't really matter anyway, because we have not enough place to really sit down either. We also are going to have a lot of different kinds of internet. It all kind of goes back to the same internet, which is part of the joke. But we have very high-speed internet here. But you can also access the Time Warner if you want to sign into that. If my internet's not good enough for you, you're welcome to do that.
Well, essentially what you're doing is you're taking old concepts and reinventing them. And that's what successful entrepreneurs do. They change something. Everything is the same out there. It's just your little spin, and you're putting different spins on both your pie shops and your cafe.
Yeah, a little bit. I think I hope it's a place where people can come in and they can kind of see things that are a little bit strange and then ask questions about it. I think this day and age, people don't work to understand what's going on around them. And it's, everything's more like inwardly focused. And I'm hoping that there will be enough quirky, weird things about the internet cafe that people will ask questions, and I'll encourage like some fun conversations, not just between our staff, but between people who are here together drinking coffee. Maybe they'll have some questions about things and they can kind of go from there.
Probably the best comment you probably would want somebody to say is, you're not going to believe the place I went for coffee today. You got to go there and take a look at it. And that's it. You need to experience Internet Cafe too. That's really an experience, even more so than Emporium Pies.
They're just different experiences. I think Emporium Pies is palatable to most people as a fun place to go. And I think Internet Cafe too is just, it's just going to be its own little thing. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, let's talk about that. You have three pie shops. We'll talk about locations again in just a few moments. You have Internet Cafe 2. Are you expanding Emporium Pies? Are you going to have another Internet Cafe? How about other concepts? Where do you go from here?
For now, Emporium Pies is in a holding pattern because, like I said, my business partner Mary and I run everything ourselves. So we just opened our Deep Ellum store last year. So we like to give ourselves a couple of years to kind of get everything settled, make sure that everything is excellent at the shops. And it's going great. But for now, we're just kind of holding. Internet Cafe 2 is a one-off. For now. Basically, it started out as a place for us to come and get coffee and for like our random friends to come. And then it has a pink door, so people are super interested in it, I guess. So that's kind of where it is right now. We've been doing some real estate stuff. We just bought a building in Bishop Arts that we're going to make into a little Airbnb. That's going to be really cute. And we'll also have it. It'll be kind of fun to have a space to be like home base down there for us. I think I would like to focus on helping other people that want to open their own things kind of understand the ins and outs and
as a consultant.
Yeah, a little bit of consulting and maybe like coming alongside them as a friend to help with that.
Talk about where your Emporium Pies are located so people can know how to get there.
We are located in Bishop Arts at 314 North Bishop. That is across the street from Hunky's, so you can get yourself a delicious burger and then pop over and have some pie. And Deep Ellum, we are next to Pecan Lodge. So that's on Main Street. And then in McKinney, we are just off the square on Tennessee Street, right next to this amazing little shop called The Cozy Coop.
Now, Internet Cafe 2 is a little bit off the beaten path. I read from the back of your business card how to get there, which is a little bit difficult to understand. But tell people how to get to Internet Cafe 2.
So if you can take the trolley, the little streetcar, you can come from Bishop Arts or from downtown and get here by getting off at the stop right in front of the Zang Triangle Apartments. Or you can go to the 7-Eleven and make a U-turn and come down Plowman Avenue to get here. It's not that hard, just one street off the beaten path if you're heading into downtown from Oak Cliff.
Just remember Plowman, and you'll have an easier time finding Internet Cafe, too. Well, Megan, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker making something happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a terrific show. We've been speaking with Megan Wilkes, and Megan is, as I mentioned at the top of the show, an interior designer, and because of what you heard, definitely an entrepreneur. She has 3 Emporium Pies. She has Internet Cafe 2. Thank you very much for joining us and for listening. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.